permit to belabor holding here in case. And like we said, we're going to go through some of his Yesedis in Tefillah, and then we'll go more into Tefillah itself. So he said, Shnei Yesedis Tefillah Shnizbar La'el. Ikra Shal Tefillah Itchino Bakasha V'hamatara Shebe Tefillah Aliyah Nafshi Shal Kervis Olikim. So we spoke before, he said, that the content of Tefillah is a Bakasha. The tachlis of tefillah is the kivat Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Adayin tudim hez benoisav. Lama dafke shnei elu musin zebezeh. Well, why is it that closest Hakadosh Baruch Hu is something that is a result of bakasha? Shirakad etchino bakasha tefillah magid kivat hakim vayisashah. So you are trying to reach a certain darg of kivat Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lamashal, let's take an example, something different than this. The Rambam says, the Ramchal says in his way, that a Navi, when he wanted to get Nevuah, would seclude himself, and he would become, he would start thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and stuff like that, sort of, I guess, what we call a meditation of sorts, and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it that through Bakasha is the vehicle for it? He said, "Very nidma shesidus shvachos al makom." One would think that the shvach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is probably a more effective way to get close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klema, rikus machsheva sadam ekshayso begadlos a very voice of thyself. If a person were to focus his feelings and his thoughts about the grandeur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, wouldn't that misugal lahalos and matzuchus and nafshes and mispalk vitzchinas kros? Would that not lift up a person to a higher darga? Har beyeisim mishchol lifol zayis sheilos atzrochem b'tchina bakasha. I mean, when we would think that standing and thinking about the endlessness and the infinite wonders of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam writes about Avin Yira, would be the best way to bring us to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, it started through bakasha. Kind of, we even feel a little bit put off. Bakasha is kind of very mundane, and it deals with mundane things. So why would that be the vehicle? He said, let's look at one of the aspects of human relations. If you ever seen a person who admires another person, he says, look at this person. I like what he thinks. I like his heart. I like what he does. A person's hero worships somebody. It's pretty much clear. Usually, when you admire somebody and somebody's sort of a hero, you try to imitate, try to learn from it. I mean, this is a paradigm for you. And so on and so forth. So he says, so if a person admires somebody else, he will usually try to emulate it. Let's skip to the 101, Ulam, Imra Isa. I'm trying just to keep the flow so that the, Ulam, however, Imra Isa Adam Mishabeach Es Ploini B'Shvachim Shalamalam Mekol Mida Mitzuyah. So if my admiration for somebody is within the bounds of the normal, this person is really somebody special, so forth, there's always that little knach of, I want to be like that, I want to try to be like that, and so on. But let's say you have some overwhelming admiration for somebody. Somebody speaks about somebody else in superlatives that are unheard of. Koichele ksarim kele ishius ployim. He adorns them with crowns. Roya by kematumus shaloi mizeh. Sofik godol imyanasa litomen alikav shasma. It's probably not going to affect you terribly much. So lemosho, if I have a friend who I say about, well, you know, he's a bright fellow, he really does his work, he's focused, and he accomplishes a lot, there's an automatic mechaya for me, and b'meila, I am going to try to emulate it, try to be like that. If I speak about the Vilna Goyen, the more and the greater shvachim I say, the less it's mechayev me. Because what I'm doing is basically propelling him out of the realm of any shaykhis to myself. Safik godlim yinatit men lekar sha'atzma. He probably will not do anything, he will not take much for himself. Shekein ploini enim eshvamshtas moifis edugma. That other person is not being presented as an example. Somebody who is similar enough, I can say, I am like him, I would like to be like him, I ought to be like him. When we're talking about somebody who's beyond all, so it's not mechayev much. It's a different league. Odemel, you'll say, ah, this is Superman. You have to be spilus and achar kolum. With tremendous spilus and nothing else after that. The ikvus teifor zu, bo amnatik dola. So, in that type of praise, there's tremendous admiration. Avo yachad ita, mofia gam regatulis batus atzmis, amuka, there's a tremendous hisbatlus of himself, and b'meila what the person is going to have is a sense that I'm not shayach. Adrab, let's realize that paragraph. Hagoshas harichah gagolos shaberim banahi mishtalos lof shulton gomer. The other person's that the gap between me and him becomes final. It's not shaykh to hagmerchak nirbein of kimiyayish. It seems as it's an impossible distance to cover. Kibultev shaykhal legashalov, kinotl kol sikul tamsi ipam. So he says, Harei, shakarosa shalzeh bilyosa bilyasa ploini. The recognition in that other person's greatness, sheisbati tchila bishvach mitilz muflogin, which expressed itself, started itself by expressing by tremendous admiration, hebiyosa seifti hagashas merchak itzayin. So it leads me to distancing myself. And the more I'm mishabeach that, and the further I am, so I'm really not shayach. So it doesn't create, when the shevach is of the type where he is in my world, but better version of it, I would like to emulate it. I think I can catch up. I can be the same. And it also lends a closeness where I like this person and he is of my kind, so I really want to bond with him. But if I push this person to beyond Leilo, 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 then I also have it's reinforcing that I have nothing in common and nothing to do with it. Umerchak machshav last line v'regas soifai. And at the end, it's going to bring to tremendous hisrachus. So basically, I mean, just translating, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person deals only with the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're talking about something infinite, really is creating a gap, an unbridgeable gap, that in a certain sense drives the person away from it. And it doesn't bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person, if we were just to base our kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the words of Shevach, or his baininess of his greatness, 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 then Kaddish, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, beyond, beyond. So he's beyond. And therefore, that can't be the answer to where a person feels a kesha. Next paragraph. Brum. But when you need somebody, when I need the person to be involved in every detail and every dimension of my life, I need this person's help, and I need it in a way that really encompasses all of me. So then he gathers his courage. He forgets the gap. And Masa Panavas Matsovoi, the Chola Kefa, Voimkoi, Umosa Tsura Plain. So here's this person who my recognition of him has made him beyond. And now I need him. And I need him in the most meaningful way possible. So my only choice is to connect. I don't have any other choice. So now I push myself, despite the fact. So let's say a person needs a favor. I know somebody, you need to save a relative's life who's stuck in a country someplace. And finally, it's only the Secretary of State that can do it to you, and somebody gets you in. So you push yourself to go and to meet and to make as meaningful contact as possible, because you know that that's what you need to do. Now he says a flip side of it. It's extraordinary insight. If you want a favor from somebody, you want somebody to help you schlep something. You want somebody to give you a few dollars. You want somebody to prescribe something for you. These type of things don't require much more context than whatever it is, X, Y, or Z. But if you need somebody in a meaningful way, for him to help you, he needs to sort of enter your domain. He needs, when you go to a person and you're looking for, unless you want to ask somebody directions, how to get from here to there. So the less he says, the better off you are. You go to somebody, if it's a type of person that tells you, okay, go down the street, 3 miles north, make a right turn, and it's the first thing on the left, that's perfect. If he starts telling you his life history or starts asking you about your life history, it's really not what you want. On the other hand, when you're coming to somebody for meaningful help in a personal way, if the person says, okay, let's say your problem in 2 minutes, here's the answer, go. That you don't feel the person helped you. You need somebody that you feel has stood in your shoes and he feels the issues and the problems that you're facing, and he's helping you from that type of identification. So when we're talking about getting help, when you're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu and you're asking for bakashas, you're not asking for A, B, or C. You're asking for the whole gamut of who you are, what you are, and for that to happen, you need to push yourself in to have that point of kirva. And the process that you're asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu is that kaviyachol, so to speak, he fill himself. He give you that meaningful contact with you, so that there's a sense that he's taken on your problem. This type of need brings the person who needs it to feel a sense as if that person is a father for that moment. So just like when a child comes to a father and he's troubled, he's not coming for a particular thing, but he's coming for the father to connect to him. When a person is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the process. So the sense of distance disappears. And instead the person feels the closeness. You have, so to speak, a meeting of the heart. A real kesher of the me and the you in a very, very meaningful pneumistic way. And now he repeats it using the tefillah. His stakus udayim etaz b'mitzvah sa'orah shabay shakherik. When you start davening the shvachim, if a person's senses are alive, and his mind is alert, he thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose greatness itself, power itself, The words of Shalosh Hashanis can bring him to who knows what kind of high level on the one hand, and then skip over 103. But if a person is really sensitive to what he's saying, and he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it also brings a tremendous distancing. The person becomes overawed. So it's like, Mi Umahu Hadam Nirka Ve'elam. Who am I? What am I? Shum Mekayim Hashem Ve'el Mekayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the world, and the world is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as not of the world, and so on. And then he brings the Rambam here, who says that when a person is mizbeinim on the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he starts by being filled with a tremendous desire to come close, and he ends up by being thrown back with this tremendous awe and sense of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu wants to be part of us. Shekol Yeshusa shall Adam te chadura ba'kara ba'gashiv azakim. He wants the entire metzias of a person to be permeated with the sense of close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shezoyis te chavias hagdola. That should be the overwhelming sense of a person, is how much he's bound up with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to have that distance. The distance is true, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants a bond of closeness. Because that's what's best for a person. So being faced with that dilemma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this need, and he gave us a format. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this tremendous matana of tefillah, which adarabah, the Bakashas HaTzrochem is the means that a person can have that relationship. Because when I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to permeate myself, to be involved in everything, the way, if I need help in a substantial way, then I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be part of me, and I express it. I force myself to come close, and I become a Hechitimtz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Memalim myself. When a person has a real need, physical, spiritual, and the thing he needs touches him at his very core, and he's aware of the fact that the only one that can help him is the one who has this hashgacha, he becomes filled with courage, and he pushes his way in, and despite the fact that he's, you know, he's awed by it, with he breaks through. Finally, a mispalel sees himself standing in front of the Shechina, and he's talking to him straightforward. So the same entity that was so distant, so beyond me, I now am addressing personally. And he talks to him as a father to a child. Moshe. So he brings the Chazal, famous Chazal, but he points out a diuk here. It says the Melach Shai Sabas Yechida. There was a king who had an only daughter. He wanted to have the connection with her. Ramaz Lavada Vinafla Pisim Blistin. So he set up some robbers to ambush her. Vischilat Sevachas. He started screaming Abba Abba Tzileni. Amala. He told her Ilolos Yisochokach. Had I not set this up, Lohayis Sevachas Emeres Abba Hatzileni. His diuk here is, he wanted that kesher at the darg of after Ben, and that's why he's medayik the Chazal over here. Kach she yisrael mitzayim mitzim mishadleis yisrael tzaykim v'toyle neinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu chulu miyad yishol kimis na'kosam shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu chosam hu haklal v'mida shadam royas asma l'koine kiben lifnei aviv. In as much as a person sees himself in that relationship, v'oysim mida gam koine mer lo panim ke'aval b'noi. That exactly mirrors how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him. Hoylo mispalos bekur v'doy lov yisparach. Harei shehargoshas hamercha tefes hagoshak doy lov amukas shekeves olikim. V'hagoshach choyzer shakor Hashem l'chol koyrov l'chol shekur be'emes Hagosas shatam eden lo dveikus vatzila. And finishes off. Hine kichein dafke bakosh atzorku machshe adir likiris lakir. So basically, let's sum up what he says. He says the tefillah goes a step beyond being misbein and gadol Hashem. Because when a person is misbein and gadol Hashem, the first step brings you closer. You're having a sense of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, like the Rambam says. Everybody wants to be of that, part of that, close to that. The more you think about it, if you're a real bar das, if you're a person who has a sensitive neshama and a balagosh and a bar das, you really begin to think like, you know, what am I doing thinking about this? You know, it's a mekhtos. I'm not shaykh to that. But when a person needs tzrachim, he has no choice. It obligates him to push ahead. One. It also, in order to be helped in that way, it requires that the one helping me and becomes part of me. Because to help somebody in a substantial way, you need to so to speak, feel. You need to enter the person's metzias to become part of it. So tefillah, the milui tzrachim, the fulfilling a person's needs, is simply a vehicle that allows for the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the greatest level, at the level of understanding how distant we are and how not shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and despite the fact I have no choice and I need to turn to him, and since that's the setup for our Kaddish Baruch Hu relating to our Tzrachim, it means that our Kaddish Baruch Hu relates to us in a bond that is as essential as can be, that really penetrates our essence and bonds with us. That is the piece. I wanted, we'll hold it here, over here. I wanted, I guess, in order to sort of make it a little more lemaisedik, not always, you know, not always the Teichon we're learning, the Teichon will give us an appreciation for tefillah, but I guess to sort of get more of so one of the things we spoke about last time was the importance of saying things out loud. For many reasons. First of all, it's easier to focus and concentrate. You also become a lot more nisorer from what you're saying. It reinforces everybody else's tefillah. So I guess I would like to be matzia for this week. Two things that we should say out loud and, you know, b'ne'ima if we can. I would say the first parasha, Kriya Shema. Both in the morning and at night, and I would also suggest Sur Yisrael. So it'll give us, and these are things that I think, if we get into the habit of it, we daven quietly because we're in the habit of davening quietly. If we get into the habit of davening loud, daven loud. If we get in the habit of davening with tam, we'll daven tam. You know, habit has a mile of these things, and it takes a relatively long time to develop good habits, and somehow not that much time to develop bad habits. But I would suggest the very feel they can undertake it for a week. Again, like we say many times, real progress is something that comes slowly. It's a change in sort of being sensitive to words you're saying. It's a change in what to expect out of davening, and so on. So all of these things are things that it's like a diet. If you lose 20 pounds in a week, then whatever it is, it's not a diet, and it might kill you. And if not, it's certainly you might gain 40 pounds afterwards. Not going to do good. If you lose a very small amount over a long time and you're consistent, that's probably the right thing. If we'll feel ourselves in Hashem growing over time, then I think I told you last time that when I was a young boy, someone said it was a great etzah from the best of the, that if you think this is the last filling you'll ever daven with, fantastic kavana. If I did it once, and wow, it really, really was an extraordinary kavana. Second time, third time, at the fifth time, you say to yourself, you know, if you die three times a day, dying is not such a terrible thing. You know, it doesn't anything that overstimulates you in a way that's not natural. But it's an awakening. It's awakening so that when you say words, you expect, you're able to identify with the words. They resonate. Your own sense resonates with it. It's something that will take time. But if we do it together, I think Mirza Shem, and we learn things that help. Mirza Shem will make progress. Okay.
Why Torah Israel opposed to?